This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We say hello to the day. Shall we do that? I don't know how forcefully I can do that with my voice. Jennifer, you want to try?
With my voice, too.
Yay.
Good morning to the day.
How's that? It's good morning and good day. It's Wednesday, the 4th of October. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on duty. The reason that Jennifer sounds the way she is, well, let her explain. Why do you sound the way you sound?
Just been fighting something horrible. Swollen throat and... but I'm feeling better today, so thank you.
All right, so I had... excuse me.
This is the sick ward of the TJP show.
It must be. I'm not sick. There's nothing sick with me, but I have... Last night I had some... I was visiting somebody that works with me, and they had some pizza, so I had a bite of pizza. And I'm very sensitive to certain pizza dough that has gluten in it. And she said, this is gluten-free. Or she looked at the box afterwards and said, oh, no, wait a minute, that was the other box.
Oh, boy.
So when I got home, I had really bad indigestion. So normally the way I fix that is to have a capful of apple cider vinegar. It just basically neutralizes all of it.
I'm guessing not reason, diluted like you're supposed to? Yeah, you're supposed to put that in water.
Oh. Well.
Oh, boy. That's why you scorched your throat.
Yes, I did scorch my throat. And so I've got a few things that are sort of softening it up a little bit. But each time I've probably scratched. Yeah, I've just scratched it. So it sounds like there's something wrong with me, more so than usual when you listen to my rationalizations for things. But anyway, that's what's cooking there. Meanwhile, time for some people in the news. Mary Lou Danley, the first impression when you listen to the story about what I was under the impression that at first, when you first heard the information about Stephen Paddock, who was the killer in Las Vegas, you thought that these two were living together or married. Or that was the initial way that we found out about her, I think, collectively. And then there are a lot of people who jump to conclusions and say, I've got to get this person. It seems that she was nowhere near the activity. And I'm not sure from anything that I put together here, you can add to this, ladies, that she even knew what he was doing. Do we have any thoughts or
ideas about that? I don't know. I mean, people live double lives, but this guy had 47 weapons.
Yeah.
And this woman happened to go out of town 2 weeks before what seemed like a pretty premeditated attack on this concert over the weekend. Something smells funny here with... The way that he had a very small inner circle, and it seems like she was on it. The brother, who's been acting very strange, seems to be over-talking a bit about their relationship. I don't know. I mean, she may have absolutely nothing to do with it. She's coming back, and she'll get interviewed, but something smells funny about all of this.
All right, Victoria. Smell funny to you?
I agree with Jen. I mean, I didn't really follow much about her except that she was in the Philippines, right? Or some
she went
like
to Tokyo, and then Tokyo. She was in the Philippines, and she has family
Australia.
In the Philippines.
Yeah.
She's an Australian citizen, and he wired her $100,000 just a few days ago to the Philippines. So who knows?
You can wire that much money?
You should wire millions of dollars to,
if you want to try
it. In a James Bond movie, at least.
Right.
And I think something smells funny, too, because we all want to believe that if someone had that many guns and was planning something like that, that we would be able to tell. So it just seems crazy that you could live with someone or be dating someone and not be able to figure that out about them.
Yeah. And I agree, the brother's a little, I don't know.
Did you guys see the interview yesterday that he did?
Is that I only saw the one in front of the house that he initially did.
Okay, he did a second one. And Kara, if you can find the audio on that, CBS published it. They have a good link to the whole audio. This guy, you know, the first day he did the talking, he was, you know, he seemed kind of shocked and and sort of out of sorts. The one he did late yesterday, I'm curious to know what you guys think. He was all over the place. He was calling his brother an evil genius. He was, I mean, it was very strange.
Hmm. I'm always very skeptical of people who are too willing to talk to the press when they're in the middle of a tragedy. Always, you know, it doesn't matter what they're saying. To me, it's just, that's not a normal reaction to just be over-talking and being on your front lawn and there's press everywhere and, you know, you're holding court. And that was the only thing that I thought was a little weird the first time. Yeah, he sounded like he was in shock, but he was also pretty much holding court. So that is weird. I'm interested to hear what part two was, if the limelight's going to his head now or what the deal is.
How much has the news media played on this?
Well, a lot. I mean, obviously, the story is the largest mass shooting in history, and you have a guy who's willing to come out and talk to you for a half an hour at a crack about his brother. I mean, of course they're going to exploit him because they want to get answers. They want to be the ones to crack the case.
Well, yes, I'm frustrated by this, but I usually am when these sorts of things happen because it has become a field day, a picnic, and you get a lot of people, a lot of consternation, a lot of guessing, not a lot of facts. We, I think, have, and I don't even like to use the term we, because I'm not on the hunt or the prowl here. I'm just, under the circumstances, I feel like there ought to be more to the story than just talking about gun laws and open carry and concealed weapons and machine guns and things like that. That's what frustrates me, but I like to dig into stuff a little more than what we normally do. When I say, again, I don't like we, but I don't know how else to put it. This is a situation that demands more examination than just the superficial conversation that we always have after something like this happens. Some guy goes onto an airbase, shoots up a couple of people, 3, 4, 5 people die, another guy shoots somebody else, the fellow that shot the congresswoman however many years ago. We have all these conversations. They go on and on and on and on and on, and then nothing happens. We have laws on the books. They ought to be enforced, and they aren't. And so why aren't we as a society demanding that they be enforced?
Although this one makes this case is so scary, and is that he bought all of his weapons legally, and he did even the modifications he did to them, I think, mostly legally. And so the question is, what law could you have put into place to prevent this guy from shooting? And the answer is nothing. I mean, there's nothing that you could have done to prevent this guy from going up.
The mental health aspects they keep bringing up as well. And
aren't there records anywhere of how many guns you buy? I mean, I've never bought a gun, but like, isn't there some sort of a database? Like you get a prescription and you can't just keep going around to other pharmacies and buying the same thing.
But there are many people who are gun collectors. In fact, the average gun owner in this country owns 17 guns, and that doesn't mean that those people are going out there and shooting. It means that they're gun collectors.
Well, that's what I'm curious about, is whether or not, because you're saying there's not currently a law that could prevent him from doing this, but don't you think it would be nice, because people who sell guns at stores have the ability to deny someone buying a gun if they think that there's something suspicious. They obviously didn't think that there was something suspicious, but it just, don't you think that they should know if the guy went to a store down the street and bought 7 guns and then went to another state
no
and
database.
Bought 6 guns? And then I just think that that's a good thing for gun owners or for stores to know, so that they have more information to make that decision.
But keep in mind, he did this over time, and he did this in multiple states. This wasn't just like in, you know, over the weekend, he purchased 47 weapons. I mean, he had these over time. He went, I think he purchased them, they said, in the press conference in Utah, Nevada, Arizona, California. I mean, he bought them over time.
So there's nothing that crosses state lines.
Which is not inconsistent with how people purchase guns if they're gun collectors.
But if you're collecting, though, like, I get that, but if you're collecting, why would you have? Why would you need the quote the to quote unquote collect all these semi-automatic rifles and things like that? That's an arsenal. That's not a collection of like antique guns or certain gears or whatever. I get all of that, but shouldn't something have been flagged here? I mean, who needs to collect a million of the same type of guns that are this lethal? I don't understand that.
Whose decision is? I mean, see, here's the thing. This is where you get into that gray area. The Constitution protects us to have and to bear arms. And so unless you want to talk about confiscation or the second or taking away the Second Amendment, which will never happen because it's extremely popular, there really is just a lot of wheel spinning going on because there is nothing. And again, there is nothing to prevent a bad guy from doing bad things. There is nothing to prevent someone who is evil from doing evil things. We see it all the time in Europe. If they don't have a gun, they use a knife. If they don't have a knife, they use a car. If they don't have a car, they use a rock. If people want to do bad things, they just simply are going to do bad things.
So then do we get to the root of why people want to do bad things?
I think that's more effective, yeah. Probably.
I know what are you going to find?
You're going to have to tackle mental illness. You're going to have to, you know, it's more about empowering ourselves if we see something. And here's what Victoria's frustration is coming from and Kara's frustration. If someone in a gun shop sees somebody acting in a strange manner, we should be empowering people to say something without being afraid of being politically incorrect. We all are going to be kind of soldiers in this war. We've got to keep our eyes open to make sure that we don't see anything weird. And if we do, that we say something.
Well,
here's my problem a little bit too, and sorry to interrupt. I was reading about kind of past situations, and with Omar Mateen, who was in Florida in the Pulse nightclub shooting, it's, you know, one of the guys he tried to buy a gun from, they thought he was a little iffy, so they didn't sell him one, and they reported him to the FBI, but they didn't take down his name or any of his information. They basically just reported to the FBI that there was a guy who was suspicious. And so none of that information went into the system, and then when he went to the next place to buy a gun, there wasn't any information about him. And so I just feel like the FBI registry of, you know, what the background checks and what people have to check for, I just feel like it's super inefficient. I don't think it's taking down enough information, so when they do background checks, all the guys who are selling guns think they're doing a fine job. They think that, okay, we went through the system, we did the whole process that we're supposed to, and now this guy is clean, okay, we can sell him a gun. But obviously they're not taking down all the information that they know, or the FBI is not keeping track of everything. I don't know. We've seen lots of cases where they've had these guys in their system and they didn't go after them.
I agree with that, Karen. I just think that if you have a list of, okay, this person, Joe Blow, has 27 automatic rifles. Okay, so let's profile him a little bit. We profile everybody in this country. Let's profile that guy. Maybe he never does anything wrong with the 27 automatic rifles, but you know what? Maybe it's a good thing to just know and have a little bit of a database of who owns what. Jennifer Horn has one handgun. Okay, she could do just as much damage as somebody else who maybe won't do anything wrong. But let's just have a list. Anyway, if we're okay with like Chef, you know, or what's his name, Sheriff Arpaio profiling people because they were supposedly bad people, then why don't we start profiling people who have 27 guns?
Victoria, we live in this country because we enjoy the protections given to us under the Constitution. If you're willing to lose your freedom of speech, because that would be next if we lose the Second Amendment, and that's the problem. You can't just piecemeal accept what's protected and what's given to us under
the Constitution. Well, why can't there be a legal database of guns that you own?
There is a database already of guns that are owned. I mean, the thing is that most people own 17-plus weapons if they're gun owners in this country. And those people, I'm going to say 99.9% of those people respect the gun, and they never end up doing something like this.
All right, I'm going to throw something in here because we only have a little bit of time left before we have to pause. Listening to what all of you are saying, very instructive. I think that I'm on partially the page that Victoria is on in terms of profiling. If we have enough police to chase a black guy down the 405 because he's driving a red Corvette with a blonde, and that's the only reason they stop him, then we got time enough to be checking out some of these other things that you've just suggested. And you know as well as I do, Jennifer, that goes on.
That, you know what, it not in the numbers that that you think that it does. And
it
I think
make
that that's really, really simplified, because if you looked at this guy, and this is why everybody's so freaked about it, this guy would never raise an eyebrow. A rich guy wandering around spending his money in a casino would never raise an eyebrow. He would have never been caught.
No, but he might have been in the gun if there were
lists
of guns, and how many guns he's got.
Would anybody be able to stop him? No, he'd be on a list somewhere, and we go, wow, he was on a list.
Well, then we have too many people, the country's too big, and that's, you can't control what goes on. So anarchy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The hour, music time, and this hour of the DJV experience. Tom Petty passing, and in the wake of that, a lot of musicians have felt the only acceptable thing to do is to just play, and that's what Coldplay did the other night during their show at the Moda Center in Portland. They were joined by Peter Buck from REM for a cover of Petty's song from 1988, Free Fallen. That's what this is. Let's see how we do.
No, this is Even
up.
The Losers.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Stephen Van Zandt did Even the Losers.
Ah, okay. He opened the program with this. I can't really hear it that well. Can you all hear it that well?
No, but it's like we're in the audience, right? It's like we're there.
Really?
It's a good angle.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh, listen to the classic Tom Petty song.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of the things. Excuse me. A lot of the tweets that have come across from some of the other musicians. John Mayer said, I love Tom Petty. I covered his songs because I want to know what it felt like to fly. You belong somewhere, you feel free. Ringo tweeted, God bless Tom Petty, peace and love to his family. I'm sure you're going to miss you, Tom. Carol King wrote, my heart goes out to all the family affected by the shooting in Las Vegas, the family, friends, and fans of Tom Petty, of which I am one.
It's actually a nice version of the song. Yeah.
This is Free Falling.
Yep.
Yeah. Crank this up a bit, will you?
Standing in the shadows, and the girls, a home with broken hearts, and I'm free.
So that's Buck on the guitar there, yeah?
Free. No, this is John Mayer.
Falling.
He covered Free Falling. Like, actually recorded it and released it as a single.
One of my favorite covers of all time.
But Coldplay did this also.
Yeah, they did it live. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that audio. It wasn't very good, but I mean, the cover of it was fine, but we didn't find good audio of it.
Bob Dylan released a statement saying, "It's shocking, crushing news. I thought the world of Tom. He was a great performer, full of delight, a friend. I'll never forget him." Shania Twain posting a picture of herself at dinner with Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks from earlier this year. Said, quote, "So sad to hear of the passing of Tom Petty, such an incredible, inspiring artist. I'll treasure fond memories of our time spent together." So, you kind of expect that kind of tribute.
I just think it's nice that so many people from so many genres are listing Tom Petty as someone who had always influenced them.
Yeah.
And he's been around since the 70s, so it makes sense. But it's just amazing how many different types of music he really... You know, that he covered and that he had different styles and, yeah.
All right, on another rocker front, Steven Tyler has issued a statement on the Aerosmith website about his health, the rumors of his health, and is that why the band canceled the four remaining shows left on the South American tour? Remember, this was last week, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He said, "Don't worry, I'm not in life-threatening condition. I need to deal with it right away." He, once again on the website, said, "It breaks my heart to have left the tour early. Andrew is never playing better. Watch the 100,000 people at Rock in Rio." But he says, "My doctors, sorry to have cut the tour short. I have a procedure only doctors in the States could perform. But nobody knows what it is."
Right.
Right? And I'm not reading the last quote. "Life's a pier when you can't pee." Or something along that line. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV Experience.
You are more than what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's hard to make mistakes. It's hard to mess up, especially if you know your potential or believe you could have done better. One of the more harmful things you can do to yourself psychologically, however, is start to believe that because you mess up, that you are somehow messed up. You're not. You're not what you do. We all make mistakes. It doesn't matter where we are in life. It doesn't matter how much experience we have or how much we think we should perform a task perfectly. It's not possible to perform perfectly all the time. And it's really important for you to not get down on yourself when you mess up. Instead of being hard on yourself, focus on learning and growing from this moment forward. You are more than what you do, so be easier on yourself when you make mistakes. For support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now on the DJB Experience. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, there's no N there. Kara, still in the conversation about the shooter and the situation in Las Vegas. I hesitate, as you know, to spend a lot of time talking about these things because it often doesn't get anywhere. But in this circumstance, I said something, sort of a quip, as we ended the conversation a few minutes ago. The fact there are too many people in our country. We can't really manage this many people. There are too many people in the world. Yeah, okay, so the reality is we have them. What do we do with them? I don't know the answer to that. But I know the problem is that there's just too much suspicious activity. And we're talking about why this guy wasn't on the radar. Was it something that he, because of the number of guns he had? Apparently, there are some folks who, when looking at this circumstance, have figured out that he had a lot of suspicious there. The police say that there are 200 reports in existence of suspicious activities, large financial transactions in casinos, that kind of stuff. So the police or authorities in Las Vegas have been watching him, maybe not for the right reason, but there were lots of things on the mind of the authorities because this guy was acting in a way that wasn't, according to them, normal. So you put that together, we're talking about guns. I got a note from the fella who's responsible for us being on WMXI in Hattiesburg, Michael Paul, who was listening to our conversation, and he said, I think this is lovingly, but I'm going to quote exactly what he said, "Your girls don't know anything about gun collections." Gun collectors. He says that they collectors collect military-style weapons. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of variants. Remember, this guy modified these weapons. If he did, it's most likely illegal. Yeah, I have 5 or 6 AR-15s. I'm a former LE officer. I was a machine gun instructor.
Yeah, see, most people's collections are extensive, and I agree with him on that. And even the modifications, because I think up until yesterday, we thought the modifications, and he did make some of them fully automatic from semi-automatic, which I do believe is illegal, but the modifications that the ATF woman was talking about in the press conference the other night, she said were legal modifications. So, I don't know. If he's using all of this, and then it makes you wonder back to motivation. Is he trying to prove a point that he could get all of these guns? Was that the statement he was trying to make? Who knows?
Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story about something that has affected me. We always bring these things back around to us and how they affect us. So I have a fellow that works for me. He's been working for me for 5 or 6 years. Very sweet guy. He has a family farm, and he's worked on farms all of his life. Now works on my farm. So at his home, his father, before him, had a collection of guns. And he left the guns to this fellow, who's in his mid-50s. He's had the guns locked up in a case in his home for all these years, since he got them. I don't think he's listening to him. He's ever taken them out of the case. Somehow or other, his son, who is bipolar, 30 years of age, gets a hold of the key, which this fellow didn't even know. Apparently the mother had the key. And the kid gets a hold of the key, gets into the gun case, takes out a modified shotgun, and because he's going into some bipolar episode, jumps into his truck and speeds down the street, has started to take the gun apart in the truck, gets stopped by the police, gets out of his truck, and wails the police officer over the head with a barrel of the gun. So he gets arrested. Instead of being in jail, he's under observation at UMass. And then we go back around to the question of, where's the key? How did he get it? Mother says, oh, I didn't give it to him. The father, I'm sure, didn't give it to him because he and his father don't get along. His father, matter of fact, the kid had a restraining order against him for being at the home because he beat up his father about a year ago. And that kind of stuff. The kid's obviously off his rocker. And yeah, does he need treatment? Yes. He needs help. But by the same token, how is it that the key is in a place where and whose responsibility is that? He could have done something worse to the police officer besides hit him over the head with the barrel of his shotgun. And so how many circumstances are there like that where the guns are not secure in their place of ownership? And whose responsibility? If the father doesn't have the key, has never had the key, the mother has the key, she gives it to the kid, or somehow she left it around. He's getting divorced from her, or she's divorcing him, or something. And so there's this big brouhaha going on in the family. And so in the backdrop of all of that, the kid, he must have known where his mother kept the key. And the mother wasn't sharing it with the father because they weren't even talking to each other. So the kid gets the key, gets in there. I guess there are 6 or 7 guns in this box. And who knows what he could have done. And that goes back to, Jennifer, the availability of guns. Who has them? I am not saying there's no judgment here about, I can judge for myself in terms of what I want. I don't want any guns around my house at all. That's my preference. I belong to the NRA. I still wouldn't own a gun. Never have, never will.
And the great thing is, right, you don't have to. It's not required. You don't have to own a gun.
Nope.
And people are tasked with being responsible and keeping their guns out of the hands of their kids. But, Doug, I'm not going down the road of piecemeal deciding which parts of the Constitution I like, because I like all of the Constitution. And so that gives us a free society, and this is a risk of living in a free society. And sadly, these tragedies are horrifying. I've been personally touched by them in this particular tragedy in a number of ways. And still, I don't know that there's anything you can do to prevent this. I don't think having a guy on a gun registry would have prevented him from checking into a room at Mandalay Bay. It wouldn't
He could have gotten them illegally. It's easy enough to do that.
I mean, you see this all the time. I mean, people who want guns get them, whether they go to a store or they go to the guy on the street. They get them.
Do they get them in societies where guns are not allowed?
Where are societies where guns are not allowed, where it's working? I mean, I look at places like North Korea and Cuba where people aren't allowed to have guns, and look at the governments that have gone bananas because the people are not able. I mean,
places like Australia and England, you have a lot less gun
crime. And Ireland,
too.
There's
a lot stricter
gun laws.
There's
no crime with guns. Yeah. They think we're crazy in America because everybody's got a gun, which everyone doesn't have a gun, but it feels like that to other countries like that. The criminals don't have guns. The cops don't carry guns. It's just, they're very different statistics.
Other countries hold us in high regard with respect to many things. Other countries think that we are crazy for some reasons. That's up to them. That's not my
problem. Do you think the people in London, though, right now would like to be able maybe to bear arms?
No.
Here's the deal. Ireland's pretty lucky. Australia's pretty lucky at this point. But look at all the terrorist activity that's going on in England. Don't you think it would be nice if we could maybe be, I mean, if those people would be allowed to protect themselves instead of being sitting ducks?
Everyone that I know.
If a car hits you, a gun's not going to help you.
I just don't. Their culture is different, and I don't think that they feel that way about it.
All right, you mentioned Cuba. I'm going to move into that situation for a moment. The State Department has ordered many Cuban officials out of Washington. I get what Trump says to a point about the government of Cuba shouldn't be as close to us as it is because of the human rights violations. But I hear what he's saying, don't agree with it, and we go back to this same old red herring of it's a communist state and we're not going to do business with communists, which is a load of bullcrap. Because we do it.
We love China.
Well, that's not why that's not why he expelled the diplomats. They're expelling the diplomats because they're being attacked. They're like 22 of them
down in Cuba. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 22 of them went deaf because they're actually being physically attacked by something. And so this has really nothing to do with making a statement on communism or not. It's that there are health problems with these diplomats. They've had brain trauma. They've had deafness.
But
they've had dizziness.
But this is
what's
been going on
nausea.
There for a long time, though, right?
Well, these are sonic attacks. This is really bizarre, spy, crazy James Patterson novel stuff. These people are getting sick, and they're saying it's because of a sonic attack from either the government or somewhere else.
Did it start with us recognizing or wanting to do more business with Cuba, or has it been going on there for a long time?
You know, I don't know when it first started, but obviously it hasn't been going on, I don't think, all that time. It says it looks like it started back in late 2016. So that would be before Trump made any decisions.
Right.
That was symptoms on the embassy staff that, and at least one Canadian, it wasn't just U.S. staff, by the way, began to notice symptoms.
On the other side of it, you'd think if the Cubans were really eager for us to go down there because no other
they
countries...
They wouldn't blow up our eardrums?
Right, yeah. What's the point? What is going on? Do they have no leadership or control? Everybody's on their own down there, too?
Well, we also don't know if this is a small faction of the government that doesn't want any outsiders there, or if this is some crazy person who's doing this. I mean, it's pretty hard to track down sonic waves. So we don't, I mean, until they figure out what the source of this is, I don't really know that.
Or maybe this pushes them to figure it out if it's in the. To
sure.
Their
if people
maybe.
Are being injured, then obviously someone needs to get to the bottom of it.
Yep. All right. So I wanted to bring that up. It's 45 past the hour. A couple of quick sports notes here. The NFL seems to not be too happy with fantasy football. Who's in? Jennifer, you got one of these things?
I actually do have fantasy football. Not at one of the stations that I work at. Yes, we have a fantasy football league, and I am happy to report that I am 4-0.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I thought I had lost this weekend. I didn't even check my score because I thought I was losing, and I came back and won, apparently.
So why does the NFL not like the core here of fantasy footballers and the fantasy football players?
Because with Twitter, people are able to call their players "you bums" because they're screwing up their fantasy team when people get injured. People use Twitter, and this happens like every NFL season now, where a player gets hurt. Fantasy football players voice their complaints about how this is hurting their fantasy team, and players have actually responded on Twitter mentioning how they don't really care about fantasy football teams because they have more important things to worry about, like, oh, I don't know, dealing with their traumas that they've had to go through. So when Seahawks defensive back Richard Sherman watched his teammate Chris Carson get carted off the field on Sunday night, he took a moment to talk about what fans are missing when they're thinking about their fantasy team in times like these. He said, quote, "I think a lot of fans out there have looked at players less like people because of fantasy football. You say, oh man, this guy got hurt, but you aren't thinking, hey man, this guy got hurt. He's really physically hurt, and he's going to take some time to recover, and it's probably going to affect his mental state, and now he has a long, rigorous rehab." And he said, he continued on to say, "You're thinking, oh man, he's messing up my fantasy team. This is real life, and this is their real job. Now, your fantasy team may not win, but hey, guess what? You'll live the next day. This is their well-being. They may never get another shot." So he was just bringing it back, a reality check to people who are being a little insensitive when it comes to NFL injuries.
It is interesting how fantasy sports with baseball or, you know, hockey or football, it has definitely taken away from the team fandom. Mm-hmm. And so people don't just say, like, I'm a Giants fan or I'm a Chargers fan. They pick individual players now. Oh, I'm an Odell Beckham fan or I'm, you know, it is kind of interesting how it never had that landscape before fantasy sports started.
Mm.
That dialogue just didn't exist.
People become numbers instead of actual people.
Another sports focus here, the UFC has donated $1 million to the families of those affected by the shooting. I think we've been wondering what to do if people want to donate. I think there's a GoFundMe site, is there not, Victoria, for the families? And I think that's...
I'm sure there's numerous things,
appropriate, yeah. So UFC, most of their fights take place, I think, in Las Vegas, do they not?
That's their headquarters, yeah.
Yeah, right. So they have given $1 million to some one of these funds to help the families. And there are hundreds of families affected, whether the people in the families died or whether they were shot. What I saw was 500 people were shot altogether?
Yeah, something I think it was 527 are still injured.
Not all shot, injured. Some of them were trampled. I mean, there are obviously various degrees of injury.
Yeah. All right, so... I don't, the UFC stuff, that kind of violence bothers me too, but it's interesting that they are able to, and it's a good thing, almost anybody, any group, and maybe that should be our focus where we list the ways to give, facebook.com/DJV show. Our list is suggestions of where to give, and I think our focus ought to be more on the families, Victoria, and the blood. Give some blood, and also find
that's all up there.
A GoFundMe for, the victims. That's appropriate. 10 minutes before the hour on the DJ V Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. Yahoo is in the technology news today, as is Facebook. I saw something that I thought was interesting, Victoria, about it was sort of an overview of the new iPhones and how people, under the circumstances, who say they're addicted to their phones now, think they're going to be any less addicted with the new iPhone, which basically has more tools.
I'm making room for my new addiction. That's about to happen when I get the iPhone 10.
Right, that's what happens. And it becomes mind versus making up your mind. A lot of things at work, the apps that are available, it's like a black hole here. I was looking at my iPhone. I have an iPhone 6 yesterday. And I have probably 4 or 5 things that I use with regularity. But on the app screens, there are probably, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 different ones that I could use if I wanted to. I just never do because I don't see the need. If I have a need, then I use it. But the average American these days is checking his or her phone 150 times in a day. The That's average.
Probably about right, yeah.
Is 150 times a day. iPhone's been around for what, 10 years? How long has the iPhone been around?
10 years, yep, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so there's some food for thought. What's going to be like 10 years from now? We'll give you questions. Yeah. There we go. Think about that. Think about these words, and then we'll update you on the news from Yahoo and Facebook.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender...
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
All right, let's get to it, Victoria. The folks at Yahoo have now given you more reason to think I don't want to have anything to do with Yahoo anymore. Why?
Yeah, well, Yahoo is no longer Yahoo. It's now Verizon. So yeah. Verizon just announced yesterday that that 3 billion user accounts were actually compromised. Not 1 billion, but 3 billion were. So it's the largest breach in the history of technology. So the new disclosure is actually now 4 months after Verizon completed its acquisition of Yahoo. And so the executives at Verizon are still trying to figure out what exactly happened with Yahoo. And now the new company is called Oath. So that's Verizon's new Yahoo name. So look to see Yahoo as a name probably disappear. So they're saying that this affected Yahoo sites, including Yahoo Mail, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, which is huge. That's probably their biggest property, Tumblr, and Flickr. So if you use any of those, more than likely your data was compromised. So Oath slash new Verizon. They say they're going to immediately start notifying users who had an who are part of this additional roughly 2 billion accounts. So look for an email in your Yahoo inbox if you still have it. It'll probably tell you, yes, you've been compromised, and no, there's nothing we can do about it. So again, this goes back to the Equifax thing. Freeze your credit reports. It's the best way to keep someone from stealing your identity.
Yeah, it does. This thing goes around in a big circle, man.
Yep.
All right, so the update on the Russian ads from Facebook. It's another can of worms.
I know. Facebook now estimates 10 million people in the U.S. saw at least one politically charged ad that was purchased by bogus Russian-linked accounts. So initially, Facebook had said that it was $100,000 worth of ads were purchased by these Russian-linked whoever they are. And now, after Robert Mueller got involved, he used a warrant to obtain the other information, and now it turns out that it was a lot more people were exposed to these ads. The ads focused on divisive political and social issues like LGBTQ matters, race, immigration, and gun rights. And so Facebook now says it's possible more, quote-unquote, bad actors exist on the platform. So Facebook says they're continuing to work with the special counsel and Congress, and they hope to resolve the issue.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. The important word there, ladies and gentlemen, is H-O-P-E, hope. That's a great word. Maybe. Perhaps. We hope. 59 after the hour here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.